The terrible reporting continues. You got multiple stories just out of Lubbock saying that commissioners are going to leave the tax rate the same. County and city governments do not raise or lower the tax rate each year. The property tax rate expires and must be reset using a completely new set of data after all the appraisal changes are calculated. After the calculations, elected officials are presented with the effective rate, soon to be known as the no new taxes rate, which is their starting point for setting the tax rate for the next year. Lubbock County commissioners have decided to propose a rate significantly above the effective rate, meaning a significant tax increase. Commissioner Jason Corley told me the proposed rate's a full penny above the no new taxes effective rate. After all the promises to slow spending and hold the line on Lubbock County taxes from Curtis Parrish, the new county judge, and Precinct 2 and 4 commissioners, the Lubbock County Commissioners Court has proposed a tax increase. By the way, the city of Lubbock has too. And remember, Lubbock County's among those counties collecting sales tax, and the amount collected has increased month after month for several years. They've already got a lot of new money without raising property taxes, and that goes for your city too. Texans, it's not the increased appraisal on your property that raised your taxes. It's the tax rate set by local government. Right now is the time to be contacting your city and county officials and demanding they set the new tax rate no higher than the no new taxes effective rate. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.